Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole, and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a just
economy. I'm stupid.
Going to produce jobs. Federal government. Us on the other side is why people. I don't know.
Scott Bell.
For a change. Tell the people the truth.
Lie. Why don't you? Just an outright. It's a lie.
That's exactly. That form of tax.
See, any year will $1,000 with 250 them. Make it.
Despite no sound medical evidence to support them, there are still some in the medical community, doctors even, that are part of the anti-vaccination movement, correct?
Well, I think it's sad, and I think they ought to check their own ethics out because you basically are promoting non-science. It reminds me, I hate to put it this way, Anderson, but there's a little bit of analogy to climate skeptics and deniers and even Holocaust deniers.
All right, that was Anderson Cooper interviewing a medical ethicist. If there ever was an oxymoron, that's it, right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Art Kaplan is his name, and he's equating you and me, any of you parents out there who question vaccinations, to those who question the Holocaust. That's it. They've jumped the shark. And guess who else was on that show? Sanjay Gupta, who we like sometimes. You know, on the weed issue, he's good. On the vaccine issue, not so good. But then again, well, there's plenty of doctors we could be friendly with, that as long as they're not attacking us and forcing us to do it, right? My good buddy, Dr. Chait, yesterday. He vaccinated his kids. I don't do my. We're friends. It's okay. We don't have to attack each other over it. But what we're hearing, the viciousness of the mainstream media. In fact, I have a feeling Art Kaplan got a hold of our opening montage there and corrupted it with a vaccine. I don't know what was going on.
I think that there's definitely a conspiracy going on there.
Great way to start the Monday, Matt. Help us out, buddy.
Hello, this is the Robert. Hi, how are you doing?
Exactly. Oh, hey, robertscottbell.com. The website is still up, believe it or not. robertscottbell.com if you want to be part of the show. 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If I am Punchy McStuffins this evening, it's because I didn't get a day off, and I haven't had one in a long time. Not complaining, because I love what I do. But occasionally, if I don't get enough rest, I'll get a little punchy. So be careful if you want to call in. You can, but be careful.
We've all been put on notice here.
Everybody's on notice, I know. That's why I think that's why the opening was so kind of weird, because it's like, uh-oh, Robert's punchy. Look out, RSB's on the warpath. What's going on? Well, yeah, I mean, this is it. The mainstream media is on full attack mode to anybody who dares question vaccinations. Have you noticed measles outbreaks everywhere? That's what they're claiming. Whether it's real or not, it doesn't matter. It's what they're claiming. And they're trying to pit one American against another. They're trying to pit some parents against other parents. They're trying to pit parts of your family against other parts of your family. Divide and conquer. This is the methodology of those who are desperately seeking the return to pharmacological ignorance. The return to the blind worship of injectable toxic vaccines. The blind worship of the sacrament within the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. The Holy Grail, the antibody. If we can just get those antibodies stimulated in those kids, we'll never have measles again. Oh my gosh, looks like, yep, you got the antibodies, and yep, you still got the measles. The strain that they put in those darn vaccines are primarily what we're seeing growing and growing in people that went to Disneyland and perhaps other places. And I say, hooray. I say, this is a good thing. I am encouraging the people of America to finally embrace childhood rites of passage like measles. I would also ask you to embrace natural remedies and medicines that will not kill you, that will help you through them, because it is the allopathic medical monopoly, and their treatments of, and suppression of naturally occurring things in the environment and rites of passage to strengthen our children so that they grow up not to be chronically ill, as opposed to what we see today. The embracing by modern medicine of toxic poisons to suppress any and all symptoms is devastating to the long-term health and viability of the species. And that the measles is making a comeback should be applauded, you shouldn't be freaking out about. Now, I don't think the Robert Scott Bell Show audience is freaking out, but anybody that's new to this probably is freaking out. Did you hear Robert Scott Bell applauded the spread of measles? I said on the air yesterday, we made sure my son got connected. When there was a chickenpox party, we brought my kids over, my daughter. This is what strengthens immunity. Am I the only one out here saying it?
I like the sound of that, chickenpox party. Right?
Yeah, chickenpox party.
It's my party, and I can scratch if I want to.
Don't scratch them.
Don't scratch. That's
no,
scratch.
You don't want permanent scars. There's going to be some other... The thing is, they're not covering those doctors that are actually with me on this. We'll get to that. There was a story that actually did. But I want to hear from this Art Kaplan guy, this medical ethicist, again, the oxymoron incarnate, as he talks about us being flat earthers.
You can find people who disbelieve almost anything. I guess there are flat earthers running around. But the Pediatric Society, the CDC, every international organization, WHO, everybody comes down out of the mainstream on the view that vaccines are absolutely crucial to good health. They don't have side effects that would make anybody discouraged from getting them.
Liar! Liar! Did you hear him say that? Absolutely. No side effects that would discourage you. Talk to the moms and dads out there in my audience.
Don't you think Art Kaplan would be one of those guys, he's a medical ethicist, that might be one of those people that could have read the vaccine insert in the box?
Yeah, nothing in those things would ever dissuade anybody from getting their children shots.
Whatsoever.
Right. Of course, here comes the next argument. Everybody else is doing it, right? Don't you love it when somebody says, like your kids do this, right? But mom, but dad, they're doing it. Why can't I? It's like, all right, Johnny, if they were all going over the cliff, you want to go over with them? Because that's what this Art Kaplan and many medical doctors are arguing at this point, because they're losing the argument. So they're calling us flat earthers, they're calling us Holocaust denialists, and they're all saying we should go over the cliff with all of the other vaccine rats.
In other words, the bulk of the community says, hey, this really works, and to have you, follow the rumors of the internet or listen to a celebrity when your kid's health is on the line, I think it's sad, and to have somebody back that advice up who's a doctor or your pediatrician, I think it's worse.
Oh, my gosh. And like Super Don said, what about the rumors on the insert? Screw the internet. Read the insert. Rumors? Oh, man. Did you see the rumors that drug company put rumors right on the insert?
Art Kaplan's a guy. We don't read instructions, remember?
Right. Oh, yeah. Don't read the instructions. Don't read the labels. And everybody else is doing. Did you hear that? He's arguing because, well, everybody else believes it. You need to believe it, too. Please believe it. We don't want to threaten your religious dogma, do we? Now, I'm all about the freedom of religion, so much so that if your religion includes the belief that you must inject your child, as much as I would try to dissuade you or argue, but not necessarily yell and scream unless you're Art Kaplan, medical ethicist, because that's just ridiculous, that you have the freedom to do it. But we also have the freedom as parents to refuse to do it. The refusers. Remember the refusers? I still wear that T-shirt proudly, the refusers. And when we went to the shooting range the other day, one old guy asked me, what is that all about? I explained it to him, and his eyes got big. He didn't know. A lot of people still don't know. Well, we got a long way to go. But then again, there are doctors who do know. And there was actually, I believe, maybe in Arizona, a doctor that they called a paleocardiologist. What does he have to say?
He calls himself the paleocardiologist.
Our children eat foods that our ancestors have been eating for millions of years.
Dr. Jack Wolfson believes that's how you fight off infections. Four more ways, avoid chemicals, and get enough sleep, exercise, and good supplements. But never
inject chemicals into ourselves and into our children in order to boost our immune system.
Never!
Whoa.
Did they say that? How did they cover that?
A doctor?
That was a doctor. doctor. Holy, he gave us some good. Yeah. Don't inject toxic poisons to boost the immune system. Too much common sense for a doctor. Take his license away. How dare he? And the thing is, how many doctors have we interviewed over the years that agree with that statement? Yet they're not being interviewed. This was an anomaly. This is a one-off. Find that station and see that they get their license pulled. We can't have doctors out there because this is only about ignorant parents who've witnessed their children being taken from them by vaccine injury, vaccine damage. What should we do?
Dr. Wolfson has two kids. They've never been vaccinated, and he believes children should be getting infections.
We should be getting measles, mumps, rubella, chickenpox. These are the rights of our children to get it.
Wow.
Holy crap.
I know. What did I just hear? Oh, my gosh. He actually said it. This is the rites of passage. That's what I'm saying. You strengthen your immune system. You suppress the body's natural inclination towards immunity via interacting with these childhood ailments, so to speak. You suppress your ability. You weaken your immune system. The idiots, the lunatics. Yes, I'm saying, I'm calling names, okay? I'm bad. I told you I was ornery. I told you I was a little bit punchy. But you suppress this at your own risk because you weaken your immune system. You don't strengthen it. Their argument is, we inject you with toxins, we strengthen your immunity. How do we know? Because you didn't get the disease. Oh, did you not get the disease? Or did you get a deeper form of it that couldn't come out because you suppressed the expression of it? Oh, man. Just got to pull your hair out with these doctors. This guy was great, though. I have to say, we got to find him, track him down, see if we can interview him.
Jack Wolfson. Out of, Paradise Valley.
Yeah. Now, of course, they brought on a Dr. Engelbert Humperdinck Fowler to counteract this and said, I'm not even going to play the audio. It's just ridiculous because you hear that all the time. Well, you should get it. In fact, you should get it again because it wears off and you need a booster because when you go to college, you're going to be exposed to fuzzy foreigners who may not have gotten their shots. You know, it's all fuzzy, about fear.
Fuzzy
it's all about
foreigners.
Fuzzy was a foreigner.
Yeah.
Fuzzy woozoo. All right. You know what I'm saying here? That the whole basis, again, I don't begrudge you if you're a parent and you disagree with me. That is your right, duty, obligation to decide, no, I feel better about not having the expression of that disease and I'm gonna risk the vaccine to do it. I don't think it's a good idea. But I am not your parent. I am not your kid's parent. Unlike the state-sanctioned religion of the medical church that believes it owns your kids, partially because you inadvertently acquiesce to their ownership when you ask for permission to get married by the state. Instead of, you know, taking it to your religious institution alone or you're recording it in your family Bible and say, this is what we're doing, this is how we're doing it. State be damned, we don't want you in our relationship. Those are the better ones, in my opinion. Just my opinion. If you think I'm off my rocker, I'm standing up. Call me, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355.
Dr. Wolfson has two kids. They've never been vaccinated. And
you're listening to The Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising costs of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Get updates on your favorite GCN shows and hosts. Go to GCNlive.com and click on the banner in the upper left corner. Just for signing up, you're automatically entered for monthly giveaways. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I just want to say this. If somebody calls you a denialist, they've admitted that they've lost the argument. They've got nowhere to go. And this is what's happening with the pro-vaccine forces. Again, we're all about freedom here. Just that's the fundamental bottom line. They're all about fear and herd immunity. This idea that you're a collective, you're an animal. And if we can get enough of you injected and branded, we can convince you that you'll not get sick, despite the fact that you show no symptoms doesn't mean you don't get sick. In fact, the symptoms you may show due to the vaccines are so devastating that they're much worse. And I said it, much worse than the disease, measles especially. So stop your crying, your bitching, your moaning about, oh, the parents are not getting vaccinated. No, they've made a decision that's different than yours because you cower in fear and believe everything the CDC says, despite the conflicts of interest that their budget depends upon. Big Pharma, and the promotion of the needles and the drugs, and that goes all the way up to the WHO. The same thing, the medical ethicist was Art Kaplan. Well, everybody believes it. You know who believes it? The people who are getting money from those who profit from it. And then all the rest of the wimpy wonkas who are afraid of their own immunity, their own naturally derived God-given immunity by encountering these things and being strong enough to overcome it. And if they're not, then by doing things in the natural realm that can help you facilitate overcoming it. You're not going to die of measles. All right, 866-939-BELL, robertscottbell.com. I couldn't let it go. I'm sorry, Superdon.
That's all right.
But
that's
you know, right. I think
you know what. Yeah, you know what you need. You need some diet weed, I think, to calm
you
down.
You think so? I need to calm down here.
Hello, Dr. Green Thumb. Paging Dr. Green Thumb.
Yo, Dr. Green Thumb, come on back.
Yeah, they couldn't leave well enough alone with the burgeoning weed market. That's right, cannabis being legal in Washington, Colorado, and other places. You knew somebody's going to jump in on this. Was this like a celebrity that says, I want to profit off of this or something?
I never watched any of those Real Housewives of wherever reality shows, but this one person, I guess, was from one of those shows, the Real Housewives of New York City. Her name's Bethany Frankel. She's decided she wants to get in on the marijuana industry, and our friends over at the Young Turks, they took a few minutes to talk about this, and this is what they had to say about diet weed.
Bethany Frankel was a former housewife of the Housewives of New York on Bravo, and she became a big business person after she created something known as a Skinny Girl Margarita, and then she created an entire line full of Skinny Girl products. She is now rumored to want to be part of the marijuana market by creating Skinny Girl Marijuana.
Skinny Girl Marijuana? What?
Apparently so.
That, this is what you meant when you said diet weed.
What she's looking at doing is getting involved in this strain, designing a strain of marijuana that does not give you the munchies. So you can smoke marijuana, but then not get fat from eating the Doritos and the Oreo cookies.
Dude, I'm not sure I like that.
Whether she does it or not, somebody's going to do diet weed. Jenny Craig will do diet weed, or, you know, that'd be funny to see Christy Alley up there sort of, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Diet weed. Good Lord. You know, the thing is, one of the benefits of cannabis is, in fact, that it stimulates appetite. When we talk about the death from cancer, cachexia, the wasting disease, right?
But listen, not everybody is really needing to eat more food. It's good for people that need to increase their appetite. But you get the guy, you know, who's already, you know, 500 pounds and decides he wants to get stoned, you know, then, you know, getting hungry and raiding the refrigerator and the cupboards and eating all the croutons and the graham cracker, you know, crumbs and stuff, you know. So anyway, apparently
as long as they don't genetically modify it. I mean, if you want to breed strains over generations of the plant, you know, that I'm not too concerned about. But again, we know the benefits of the cannabis plant, and that includes the stimulation of appetite and the sales of junk food.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I love how the Daily Beast, they put on their headline here to cover this story. With diet weed, Bethany Frankel ruins marijuana. Because it's, if you think about it, that's what a lot of people, they like about
it. They like about it.
You know, well, here's munchies.
Another story out of Washington and Colorado. The drunk driving rates went down. A lot of good stuff has happened. But evidently, pot-related poison control calls are up in those two states. Is it because they're eating too much or eating too much of?
I just smoked a joint. I think I'm gonna die.
That's the paranoia complex.
Yeah.
I don't know about that. Again, I'm so lame. I'm so not cool. But that's all right. That's just who I am. RobertScottBell.com. Check it out. We got lots more healing to go. And Michelle Ryder is back. We're going to talk about some interesting things about the Choctaw Nation. Will they or won't they help save Isaiah? Do they or don't they save their own? Let's find out with Michelle Ryder after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, you know, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here, and he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy, but everybody doesn't have good energy, so they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement, detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet, and you can drink it too. Echo Water. Check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-315-8680. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-315-8680. That's 1-800-315-8680. Call 1-800-315-8680.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, bringing the power to heal back where it belongs, all over planet Earth through our syndicator, GCN, of course, naturalnewsradio.com, and many others. Thank you for being here, robertscottbell.com, for all the links. We've been obviously immersed in the medical kidnap issues. We're trying to keep up with them all, and Superdon, I know you can't keep up with them all the people that are reaching out to you as well. We'd like to investigate everything, but literally, we would not get any sleep. And we're doing our level best to connect people with people to help, and we want to keep covering these stories. Now, one of the most atrocious and outrageous stories we've been covering, of course, is the Isaiah Ryder story, the Lurie Children's Hospital. We've referenced the strange conflicts of interest with the Choctaw Nation and the Children's Lurie Hospital and why they're not going to bat for a Native American based on, you know, what's prescribed in the law, you know, as far as protecting these kids. And we're going to go a little deeper into that tonight because there's another story where the Choctaw tribe actually did what we feel they should do in this case for Isaiah and Team Isaiah and Michelle Ryder, his mother. And we're going to get to that in a moment, but right now I want to welcome back to the program Michelle Ryder. How are you holding up, Michelle?
Doing okay. Thanks for having me. I appreciate you guys and all your help and all the research that you guys have been doing and finding out as far as the tribe and different things.
Well, let me ask, because we're going to go into some strange dichotomies about the behavior of the tribe and those who are the supposed advocates for the children of the tribe. But before that, I've got to ask, because we haven't heard an update on how Isaiah is doing. How is his health? How is his emotional state? Do you have anything you can share with the audience? Because I'm sure everyone's concerned here.
Yes, I think overall, Isaiah, he is out of his immediate medical crisis that he was in last month. So that's definitely a good thing. He's feeling better in that respect. But still has, you know, good and bad days, you know, still processing everything that has happened to him. You know, he's still not he's doing school from home, so he's not quite back into his normal swing of things, and he's not home. I mean, he really wants to be home. So I did see him today, and we had a good visit talking and talked about a lot of these things. And, you know, he had mentioned that he was very thankful for all the people that are advocating for him, the people that are, you know, kind of being his voice, because his voice has pretty much been silenced. And then also helping to advocate for me as well. Isaiah is very thankful for you guys and everyone who is doing that.
Beautiful. So, we can't wait to see him in person when he's out of this bondage and with family.
Yes.
I know we're coming up to Chicago. I don't want him that he has to be in Chicago by the time we get up there in May for the Autism One conference, but if he is, I definitely want to see him. If we go into, and please send him our love and regards, and I know he's a bright young man, and we want to see him out. The Native American, you know, Act, we talk about the Indian Child Welfare Act, and we brought this up. Super Don's done a lot of investigation into this, and we've scratched our heads so many times. I mean, so I'm amazed my head's not bleeding as to the behavior of the Native American, particularly the Choctaw tribe, in this case, of which you both are members. Why didn't they go to bat? Why didn't they say, no, we need to take one of our own in with us to protect them according to that act? And the Choctaw Nation has not done that. And we say, well, is this a pattern of behavior? Is this a one-off? I mean, have they ever done the opposite, where they've actually taken that law to heart and gone after and protected a child of the Choctaw Nation? And we found this story here. This is off of the Daily Herald. What state is this? Columbia? Is that Missouri where this is from? Super Don, local woman's fight for baby draws Choctaw Nation's interest.
Yeah, I mean, this is the Daily Herald, and I don't know. Actually, Columbia, it almost looks like Tennessee. But
anywhere it is. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
I know the Choctaw Nation is of Oklahoma. But here is the case of a baby, a girl that was born on December 2nd to a 14-year-old by the name of Derek Crafton of Santa Fe and his older ex-girlfriend at Maury Regional Medical Center. The boy was not allowed to sign the birth certificate. His mother, whose identity is not being revealed by the Daily Herald, requested a paternity test. And basically, what happens is that suddenly the Choctaw Nation got wind that this could be a child with Indian blood. They call it a CWIB, protected by the Indian Child Welfare Act. And then somehow the Choctaw Nation got hold of this, and what they did is quite the opposite of what they've done with Isaiah.
It's amazing to see the lengths that this Chief Batten of the Choctaw Nation went to. And yet, if you back up just a little bit, what happened was there's a former U.S. Senate candidate. His name's Matt Silverstein. He lost to Senator Inhofe in the general election last year. And so this guy finds out about this. He goes to the chief and he says, hey, you know, here's the situation with this child, and I believe that this baby may be, you know, Choctaw. And so get this, the chief jumps into the situation, and he assembles this powerful group of Choctaw, of the Choctaw Nation, called prayer warriors, to pray, you know, that this child can be reunited with the family and brought back into the tribe. He went and he ordered genealogy on the baby, When he found out that there was Choctaw heritage, he expedited the tribal membership for the child and the relative and stuff, and then made a demand that the baby be reunited with the mother. And I'm looking at this and I'm going, wow, now this is what I expected to see happen when the chief was made aware of the fact that a 17-year-old member, card-carrying member, right, of the tribe has been abducted from Missouri, taken to Illinois, put in the custody of Child Protective Services, put into foster care, has been assaulted, you know, physically, sexually, while in their custody, and is now sitting there and appealing to the tribe, to his tribe. His mother is appealing to the tribe and saying, hey, Indian Child Welfare Act, you know, 17-year-old, you know,
what's
member
the,
of the
what's
tribe?
What's the difference here, though? I mean, they're both of the blood, according to this. Why does he go to bat for this little baby and not for
That's
Isaiah?
The
is it? It but I come back to the conflicts of interest that you helped to uncover, Super Don. And Michelle, let me ask you, have you gone back to anybody in the Choctaw Nation for more insight as to why they refuse to do the things like they're doing, pulling all the stops out for this baby? And not your son.
Well, after the 13th, when the tribe did in fact testify on behalf of the state of Illinois, I did send them a letter, and I addressed it to the chief. I addressed it to the higher up officials that I had been speaking with, and I sent them an email. It was not a letter, it was an email. It was a lengthy email, and I had a bunch of questions, and some of the things we're talking about, besides the newer article as far as with the baby, I wasn't aware of that at the time. But I had a lot of questions as far as, you know, federal funding. Are they receiving federal funding for my son? I wanted to know why, knowing what they knew, that it had been disclosed that my son was assaulted while in foster care. And I sent it to, I believe, six different people, and I haven't received not one response back. Reading this article was very frustrating, overwhelming. I mean, there was no genealogy that needed to be ordered. My whole family is registered tribal members. You know, I walked into that courtroom the first day and pulled out my tribal identification. There was no question whether or not we were Choctaw members. And I remember the judge made the comment that out of all of his years, I was the only parent that actually was card carrying, that pulled out when they asked if I was a tribal member. I said yes, and I pulled out my cards and showed them. You know, I think a lot of people, you know, come in and say, well, I think I have some, you know, Indian heritage. But there was no question. And so myself and my family, we still have the question, why? Why did they not, you know, why did they not advocate for us? Why did they not, you know, in our minds, follow the Indian Child Welfare Act? And, you know, we're very disappointed. I lost a lot of respect, as well as my family, you know, the day that we sat there and listened to them testify over the phone and testify that they feel Isaiah should remain in custody of the state of Illinois, the same state that has allowed all of these things to happen to Isaiah. And there has been absolutely no repercussion, nothing.
Well, we have heard, and Super Don, you can confirm this, that there was it a website page or where there were comments going up that they blocked all comments coming in on this story?
Well, listen, Team Isaiah, you know, Team Isaiah, what is Team Isaiah? A group of supporters that are wanting to get Isaiah out of the situation he's in and back to his mother. They were posting links to the article that we published about the Choctaw Nation on the website. They were banned from being able to make those posts. And then after I made contact with the page administrator, then they kind of altered it so that the posts would show up to the people that had posted them, but outside people wouldn't be able to see them. So it looks like there's something going on here where they're trying to cover this up. They're trying to keep this message from getting out there. And
they've issued a gag order, if you will, without issuing a gag order.
And the question is if you block that stuff from people being able to see it, doesn't that make you look guilty?
Makes you wonder.
What have you got to hide?
Yeah. I just say keep putting the pressure on if you're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show or if you're part of Team Isaiah. Don't give up. As they say, never give up, never surrender. This is a point of, you know, a child's life is at stake. And we wish they would go to bat just like they went to bat for this this little girl. And just it's beyond belief, other than the conflicts of interest that we have found already, but we don't have definitive details. We're asking the questions. We're not getting the answers. We're going to keep asking them. And, Michelle, I know you are too, and I appreciate you coming on board to give us this update today.
Yes, I appreciate you guys very much. And my Isaiah does, and my family does as well. And, you know, we'll keep asking questions, too, because, you know, we need answers. And to date, those questions remain unanswered.
More questions than we have answers, Michelle. Thank you. God bless you. We're with you, and we'll keep covering this. Stay in touch here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com, as well as Epic Times. We've got the story rolling out every day that we can. Upcoming Valentine's Day, there's a strange message.
Revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including the 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15. Get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2-GUNS-80.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, Immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is it too early to be thinking about Valentine's Day, Superdome?
Oh, I mean, what is it? 3 weeks away? Two and a half weeks away?
It'll be here before you know it. And look, we're not in the dating pool per se, right? But do you do anything special on Valentine's Day, or is it just another day for you guys? Can I ask
you
that?
Know what?
I mean, listen.
No, look, it's a Valentine's Day to me is a way for card companies and candy companies to make money.
And flower companies that charge quadruple.
Exactly. I mean, every day can be Valentine's Day, you know?
Yeah. I've got friends that are single, and they make sure that they're single on Valentine's Day just so they don't have to go through it all. And then they go start dating again afterwards. Like, they'll break
Save
up right before it.
The money.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, man, I'm just sorry it's over. Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
Right.
I didn't mean I feel bad. I was just having a bad day. And so, oh,
right.
Darn it, we missed Valentine's Day.
Right.
Well, here's... If you're one of those on the receiving end of those cads that don't want to do anything for you and they break up just to not, we have a new option for you. There's a zoo, and this zoo is in San Francisco. Of course it is.
Yeah, been there.
And
yeah.
they're doing Valentine's Day a little differently. For those who want to cheer up their scorned ex-lovers. And how are they doing that? They're allowing you to adopt a cockroach or a scorpion in their name.
In the name of your ex, yes.
In the name of your ex. Yeah, my ex, I spurned and burned, and I'm still angry. You know what? I'm going to name a hissing cockroach after him for Valentine's Day. You'll feel a lot better, right?
Madagascar hissing cockroach.
Yeah. If you care to send the very best, you'll choose a hissing cockroach, right? Or if you're really mad, a scorpion. I don't know. Do they actually deliver these things, or they just name them and they stay at the zoo? I'm not sure about
this. Well, what happens is it costs you $25, okay?
Yeah.
And this is like an adoption package. And what you do is you pick your charming Madagascar hissing cockroach package, and the cockroach is coincidentally believed to be the only insect that can hiss. But they're, basically you adopt an animal donation will be used to support these insects and further the San Francisco Zoological Society mission to connect people with wildlife. So you pick it, you say, hey, this is my ex-boyfriend Fred for the day.
Yeah. And they take a picture and put it on the internet, right?
Yeah. You get a certificate of adoption, actually.
How much did you say it costs?
$25.
You know, I think you could feed a cockroach for a billion years for $25. Dude, they're going to make a killing on this deal if it goes the way you think it might.
That's true. Now, that's, you know, here's the thing that I'm a little concerned about.
What's that?
Listen, you know, cockroaches are, well, I guess they're not people too, but, you know.
Well, I don't know about that Art Kaplan guy.
Well, that's true. That's true. But, you know, listen, yeah, did you know that cockroaches, you know, they fall in love too? I mean,
I had no idea. Okay, they called it cockroach love? Is that what you think?
Well, right? it's a little bit of a different song, but I don't know if you've ever heard this before, but here is a song about cockroaches in love. Harmony too, I love it.
Yeah.
You know I like that kind of music, but
you don't bring me cockroaches anymore.
God. Yes.
Oh, you know, I've always been of the mindset, of course, it's a greeting card holiday. I'm just horrible. I just admit it. I'm just not good at those things. The greeting, but I'm also not going to get a cockroach for any ex that I have. It's just not going to happen. I'm not going to do it.
If you
want to feed the cockroach, just leave some crumbs behind. I'm sure there'll be plenty without sending $25 to the San Francisco Zoo. But if you are so inclined to support their efforts to feed the cockroaches and scorpions, I'm sure they'll be most obliged to take your money. Oh, yeah. We got Dr. Batar coming up. I'm glad we got the cockroach story out of the way before we go to him, but. You know, I don't know. We've got so much I want to talk to him about. We have a lot of questions of the day, one on homocysteine. Certainly the MMR, the whole failure of the MMR shot, still big. He might want to comment on any of that. But
There's also the report coming out of the CDC about women of childbearing age on prescription painkillers. So that's something we need to talk about as well. Yeah.
Dude, all right. We got a lot more to go in an hour left to do it with Dr. Rasha Batar. We got some advanced medicine. RobertScottBell.com. Hey, say thanks to Doc News, and we'll get him on soon again as well. The Super Earth Energy is awesome. So is the Digestive Detox, taking it every night. Feeling a lot better despite my crazy pace and not sleeping as much as I need to. I'm working too hard. Well, remind me, Super Don, where's the power? Is it mine? Is it yours? Whose is it?
The power to heal is yours. Especially for you.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.